I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nobody knew what would happen to Asia Bibi when she appeared before the highest court in Pakistan on Wednesday. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says what happened was a major answer to prayer.
The Supreme Court of Pakistan stayed the execution of Asia Bibi. She was a Christian woman who had been sentenced to death for alleged blasphemy. She had been in jail since 2009 and on death row since November 2010.
The other part of her hearing has yet to be scheduled, and the rest is unknown. But there's a price on her head, so don't let up on prayer. We're switching gears now. Imagine if you could help bring a special needs orphan home simply by sacrificing a cup of coffee. That's what Bethany Christian Services is asking you to do with the Bring These 400 Home campaign. See, homes have already been found, but these 400 Christian families need help to bring the kids home. You just need 33 friends to give up their morning coffee daily for 3 months. And by the end of the campaign, you'll have raised $10,000. Start your own campaign through the link at our website. And taking action is pretty easy, but when it comes to sharing your faith out loud, do you ever get tongue-tied? MNN's Reagan Jose says it can be pretty intimidating.
I was pretty nervous to do that. I haven't really done anything, like, really share the gospel, I guess, with anyone.
Jose is part of a short-term mission team sharing Christ in Philadelphia's inner city. As they meet people at their point of need, team members get a chance to talk about life's deeper issues. And that's when conversations with people like Raul often turn spiritual.
It wasn't like we saw any kind of big commitment or life changed right before our eyes, but I felt like we probably planted some seeds.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.